I'm Hillary McClure, podcast host at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with James Hayes, co-founder and CEO of Cyber Legends. Cyber Legends is on a mission to help parents and educators raise safe children in a digital world. To learn more, visit their website, cyberlegends.com. Welcome, James. Thanks so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, James, I guess before we talk more about Cyber Legends, let's start off by having you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background.
Sure, sounds good. I am an entrepreneur through and through. I've been running software companies for the last 25 plus years, and Cyber Legends is one of the most recent that I've started with my wife and talented group of co-founders, and really enjoying what I'm doing in the software space.
Excellent. And so, James, what led to you co-founding Cyber Legends? Tell us more.
Well, Cyber Legends actually was a part of the co-founding team. Two of my previous employees, just before the pandemic, decided they wanted to start a cyber safety awareness training company called ReconFig. They approached me and asked if my wife and I would invest, and we did. And we started working with them on that project. And they were really gung-ho about it. It was Jared and Fars. Along the way, we realized that cyber safety education was actually more important for our elderly and our youth. And me personally, I'm a survivor of child abuse. And the babysitter that had to have access to me when I was 9 years old was very different than what we have with children today, which is technology's been being brought into our children's bedrooms, their playgrounds, their schools. And all of us collectively decided that we were going to pivot away from a business focus and focus in on our youth, the most at need. And that's where Cyber Legends came from.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that about you, but I commend you for taking your experience and turning it into something such as Cyber Legends to help others. I think that's incredible. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's something that was very personal for me to come out with. And then something I didn't realize was going to happen is when I was honest about it and the vulnerability of being a man that speaks to this openly with everyone, it opened up so many other people to start talking about their experiences of struggling with either bullying or abuse and how that affects our children and how we can start having conversations around that. So it was hard. And then actually afterwards, I realized I should have done it a long time ago because it enables everyone that might be struggling with these things to be proactive for themselves. And then more importantly, find ways to be able to help our children. So I appreciate you making that note.
Yeah, of course. And so I think it's a good segue into my next question for you, James, which is, can you tell us more about the challenges that children are facing in today's digital world? You know, what are some of the top risks and anything else that you can think of that you think is worth sharing?
Absolutely. With children today, I think one of the biggest problems that we have to focus on is how early technology is being introduced to them. And the lack of problem awareness that our educators or our parents have when they're introducing the technology. And I'll give you an example. A lot of people think of our tweens or our teens as our at risk or the most at risk when it comes to technology. But what we don't realize in a lot of cases with all of our children is they've been in touch with technology for 5 or even 6 or 7 or 8 years before any sort of symptoms start showing. As early as 2 and 3 years old, we're putting tablets and streaming solutions in front of our kids. And parents are not problem aware to understand specifically that you need a plan. And because you're giving them technology, that's going to put them on what we call the digital highway. They're going to start utilizing that technology. And very early on, they can be exposed to over-sexualized ads or violent ads. And their little brains don't know how to process this information. And that then rolls into in elementary school. We're introducing our kids to technology with computers, with emails, with passwords, and utilizing that technology in the day-to-day education process that can roll then into gaming, that can then roll into social media. And all of those things add up over time if you haven't had a plan to teach your children how to be safe, how to use technology in a way that doesn't put them at risk of either physical or mental health issues and or breach. And so when you ask what's the biggest thing that we always talk about with families is trying to let parents understand what they're doing when they're introducing their children at such a young age to technology and then helping them be a part of the solution, deliver something that will enable cyber safety education. What we look at very often is if you're going to give your children at 16 the keys to a car, you would usually teach them how to drive the car first. You would expect that driver's ed would be a part of that process. And we apply that same thought process, whether it's in our educational system or with parents. If you're going to give a child a piece of technology, you need to be able to teach them how to use it safely. And so that's one of the biggest problems, is parents aren't aware that this is really the way they should be focusing their energy when they're introducing their kids to streaming devices at 2-3 years old.
Absolutely. And so with that said, and that context laid out, what does Cyber Legends offer families, and how do you help parents, you know, with their children, but also empower kids to learn about online safety?
We've looked at the problem in two ways. One way is around our educational system, and another way is around how parents want to be able to utilize technology in their homes and how we can support both. And it's very different. And so if we start with parents, what we want to be able to do is make sure that we can educate them as well as educate children, because a lot of parents just really truly don't understand the technologies that their children are using. And so we've developed a platform that supports parents in their journey of understanding technology and how that can play into their choices on how they want to be able to introduce that to their children. And then a game that enables to track competency, a game-based learning platform, open world RPG style video game that has age appropriate narrative based quests inside the game when children are as young as 5 or 6 years old and they're learning how to use this game for the first time and they're exploring a world on Station 66 and fighting off Lord Hacker and making sure they're taking care of all of the NPC characters. We introduce the children to quests where they have to protect the characters within the game, not themselves, but the characters like Bokuko, the alien herbologist, who may be learning how to use a password at a very young age in, you know, while you're in grade 1 or 5 or 6 years old. And we track that competency across different tiers of cyber safety education, different themes. For parents, those themes are be cyber kind, be cyber positive, be cyber informed, healthy, safe, secure. And we build those themes into the game, allow children to play the game age appropriately with narrative-based quests, track their competency, and then report it back to parents so that they understand, how well is my child doing with understanding, for instance, as they get a little bit older, grooming, when you're using a messaging platform? How well are they understanding password protection? It starts out very simple, but then moves into two-factor authentication and password managers. All of these things that you're giving yourself the ability as a parent to understand, and then to see how your child understands them while you're making decisions on what type of technology you want them to use. Maybe you don't want them at 13 or 14 utilizing a social media program until you're confident that they understand how trusted adults should be utilized in a social environment. And the game enables this all through our quest-based play. And so it's super fun for kids. Cyber safety education for both parents and kids. And it's a way for you to actually see and understand what your children understand. That's on the parent side. On the school side, it's quite a bit different, because in the US and in Canada, because we're a Canadian company that's operating both in the US and Canada, 50 states in the US, 4 provinces in Canada, we've done something that's extraordinarily important. We've curriculum aligned K-6, our digital literacy program. And we've solved the two problems that schools are struggling with when they're trying to institute a digital literacy program. Those two problems are teacher upskilling and time. So if you think about a school right now, and you think about all the teachers that are there, none of them were ever taught when they were getting their B.Ed. how to teach cyber safety and cybersecurity. It's difficult, and they're very ill prepared to do that. So in order to do that, you need to curriculum align to the state standard. And then you need to be able to deliver teachable teaching resources, professional development, and a sort of out-of-the-box solution for teachers to be able to manage teaching across a full year from grades, say, K-6. And if you do that, you'll be able to have a teacher that can get involved and feel like they're supported. The problem is that still won't teach our children within school to be compliant with digital literacy programs, because there's no time. So if you think of a literacy program in school, it's about 91 minutes a day. And every minute of every day is accounted for in elementary school. So if you stack digital literacy on top, when can it be taught? Well, it can't. There's no time. So if you're going to create a true program, you have to solve the problem of time, which our game-based learning platform enables teachers to be able to teach in class, assign the quest to the student, which then can be played in tech time in school or at home. And the game allows teachers to deliver an accessible, scalable, and personalized learning environment for every individual student. And with that, track back to so they can report on it in the teaching dashboard. So within our school system, again, curriculum alignment, supporting teachers with upskilling, and making sure that you have a platform that can be taught in school and out of school for children to be able to actually habitualize and learn the cyber safety narratives that you want them to be taught.
With that, I'm wondering, how do you develop your curriculum to stay up to date with the latest threats and make your content fun and engaging for children?
First, you have to start out with the backbone of what your curriculum needs, the foundational elements it needs to stand on. And so from a teaching perspective, we created a curriculum ourselves with our teaching staff and our on-staff PhDs that enabled us to be able to have a fulsome solution from K to 8. Because what happens is if you try to start curriculum aligning, whether it's in the US or Canada, they're not as robust curriculums at the state or provincial level. And you start aligning across, you know, your physical health and education, your computer science, your digital literacy, ISTE. These are alignments that you have to start looking at. And we went the opposite way to start. We've created a fulsome curriculum within our own ecosystem. Did efficacy testing right now with Queen's University here in Canada to make sure that we've proven out the ability that these are solutions that actually teach a benchmark child to go from here, in, you know, a standard in early K all the way up to where we want them to in grade 6 or grade 8. And we developed that ourselves and we continually develop it. It's one of the things that is key for us, which is different than the educational systems that we have, which is we're able to actually bring in technology threats that we see happening day to day and then apply them to our curriculum and say, have we aligned our curriculum to take into account this new technology that's putting our children at risk? And we do this continually. What's more difficult then is then taking that new curriculum and aligning it to state standards. And that is another process that we have to do and our teachers do as well. So once we have a curriculum, and our curriculum is based around relationships and communication, digital footprint, personal information and privacy, cyber threats, media and news, and digital health and safety. And that foundational element is being updated all the time based on technologies that are coming into the market and putting our kids at risk. And then we align those back to the state standards and then create new teaching resources. To give you an idea, teaching resources are calendaring of how you should teach it, unit plans, lesson plans, slides, assessment tools, family letters that need to go out, everything that a teacher needs. And the updating process, to your point, and circling back to how it's done with our own in-house teaching staff.
Excellent. And so, James, what types of memberships do you offer? And then who are some of your corporate partners?
So from a family perspective, when we started, we always wanted to make sure that no matter who you are as a child, you can have access to cyber safety education. And so from a parent perspective, we have a freemium solution. And then we have a what we would call a premium solution. The difference from premium to free is the fact that our free solution has all cyber safety education. Every child in the world should be having the ability to be able to learn how to be safe online. And so we do not charge for that for parents. What we do have is an upgrade tier for parents if they want to introduce financial literacy, digital health and safety, and coding elements into the game. While we were doing our research, if you're teaching a child cybersecurity and they get hacked and they lose some of their fun gameplay coin, it was hard to teach them consequence when they don't understand at that young age financial literacy. And what's another component in elementary school that isn't taught fully? Financial literacy. So we built it. And we built financial literacy coding and digital health and safety into our premium solution with our cyber safety as free for all families. That's on the parent side. For schools, we have a very simple model of an annual subscription fee for rooftops to be able to sign up and have access for all teachers within their school, $795 for the year, very cost effective, and allows them to have access to our teaching platform as well as the game for the full year. So from that perspective, that is educators and parents. One thing that we've been doing recently when you're mentioning our enterprise or our corporate sponsors is we found through going through the Rogers Cybersecure Catalyst, which is an accelerator that we went through, that a number of organizations, large organizations, have ESG, environmental social governance programs, where they're supporting education, financial literacy, as well as cyber safety in their community. And they wanted to help sponsor schools as part of their ESG programming. And so we built a program that allows corporates to sponsor schools and then get a corresponding equal number of premium family memberships for their employees. And we were shocked to hear that a number of CISOs are actually looking at this as a help to reduce institutional risk within their organization. They're sending remote workers home with computers. Children are utilizing those computers, and they're seeing that not only do they have to do cyber safety awareness training for their employees, they have to also start thinking about families and the children that have access to that same equipment. So with our corporates, we have a sponsorship ability for them philanthropically to be able to give back, and then for them to be able to include Cyber Legends parental premium solution, their health and benefits program, and support mental health and the reduction of institutional risk. And that is the three ways with which we focus Cyber Legends on being able to help kids and bring it to market.
Excellent. Well, James, my last question for you is very open. Is there anything else that you would like our audience to know about anything we've talked about so far or anything that we haven't?
The big thing that I always come back to when I'm talking with parents is that don't be afraid to ask questions and make sure that you understand there's no shame in not understanding the technologies that your children are using, because becoming problem aware is the first step. Sticking your heads in the ground and thinking that your kids are going to be okay, and then one day waking up and seeing that they're really, really struggling because of the effects that this has had on them, I would say that ask the questions, take the steps to be able to teach your children how to be safe online.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Well, James, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us today and telling us more about yourself and Cyber Legends. I really enjoyed learning more about you and your company, and just thank you for all the great work that you're doing.
Thank you. Greatly appreciated.
I'm Hillary McClure, podcast host at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today was James Hayes, co-founder and CEO of Cyber Legends. Cyber Legends is on a mission to help parents and educators raise safe children in a digital world. To learn more, visit their website, cyberlegends.com, and you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.